Let's continue our discussion on Halakos Neiros Shabbos. So we went into great detail last week, but what about the following shaila that came up is, let's say a woman forgot to light Shabbos candles. So again, so what does forget mean? So when is a woman light? A woman light, the minhag is 18 minutes before, or in Yerushalayim, 30 minutes, 35 minutes. So obviously if she forgot to light 18 minutes before or 35 minutes before, so if it's still before and she didn't accept Shabbos yet, because usually she accepts Shabbos with the Hadlokas Neiros, that's not forgetting. Like, so you, as long as you have time before Shkia to light candles, so go ahead and light. The question is, what happens if it's Shkia? Shkia is up until sunset is Vadayom. At nightfall, it's Vaday Laila. The question is Ben Hashmashas. Let's say when she remembers, or even if she remembers, or perhaps if she remembers, well, it's still daylight, but the time she gets her guy to come, no, so if she remembered during daylight, so then she could just do it herself. But if he came and spent a Shabbos, or I guess the other Shiloh would be if she already accepted Shabbos early. So again, so that would be if this, you're allowed to ask another Jew also to do a malacha for you. But let's assume it's, so if it's before Shabbos, she could do it if she didn't accept Shabbos. Let's assume she accepted Shabbos without lighting candles, whatever the case might have been. And now it's after sunset, so the malacha is you can find a guy, you get a guy to light. So that's the whole discussion. Okay, so if a guy lights, then what about making a bracha now? So that gets into a whole general debate on the nature of Hadlokas Neiros. Do you need a Maisa Hadloka? Or is it enough just that it illuminates light? In other words, it seems to be 2 days in Tosfos. On whether if you have a candle going, do you have to blow it out and relight it with Shem Shabbos? Or no, you can just let it go. So we, Rama seems to assume, like in general, we assume you need a Maisa Hadloka. So therefore people would be against. So if you assume like that, that'd be the. So the question is, how does it help getting a guy to light for you? Where's the ma'isa hadraka? We don't ain't shlichus akam, but it's not really dinner shlichus here. You're just doing. He's just putting the light. So that's part of the nakuda. If you assume that that's the kasha. If you assume you need a ma'isa hadraka, because it comes up. Let's say a person wants to light, or they want to light before Plag HaMincha. So you can't accept Shabbos before Plag HaMincha. So that's the whole issue. Why would someone want to light before Plag HaMincha? It comes up a lot. If people, let's say, you're saying Kaddish, you have Yahrzeit, and you don't want lighting candles, so you don't have any Mincha before candle lighting, and then you have to go, so how, what are you going to do? You don't. So could you light Shabbos candles at home, not accept Shabbos, and then go ahead and daven mincha afterwards, and then be yotze hadlokas neiros. So many, to those who, it's definitely not recommended, but those who are against it say there's no ma'is hadlok, it's no good. And the question is whether b'shas hadchak ye yotze or not. I guess the nafkamina will see maybe a kenas. Do you have to light a new candle for the rest of all the other Shabbosos? But so now it's in the kuda. So if you're arguing that you need a ma'is hadlaka, then it's difficult to say that a guy is okay. Unless you want a machalek that a guy is doing it at Ben HaShemeshah, so at least it's a zman hadlaka, while you're doing it before Plag HaMincha. Either way, that's a whole shiur, a whole separate discussion. Lighting candles before Plag HaMincha, but actually, if you assume it's no good, would you have a kanas on that? For the following week, but so if you remember, so that's a whole debate, because then could you make a bracha then? Because then it gets in. Do you make a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyama Mitzvah? So the whole discussion in the Achronim, I think Shmir Shabbos Kehuchas says not to make a bracha. So it's a debate about the bracha or not. But that's the way we paskin that you get a guy. So we see, one could argue that's a right. You don't need a ma'isa hadvaka. Unless you want to argue a guy is a ma'isa hadvaka, which would be difficult. So nevertheless, so that's the halacha. So if you remember, you get a guy. So if you get a guy, so the assumption is then you yotze, and then there's no kenas. However, let's say you can't get a guy. You can't find one, and you end up not lighting Shabbos candles. So the post can bring down, if a woman doesn't light candles, she gets punished. She has to light a new candle for the rest of her life. So would it apply in this case or not? So I guess the issue would be is, one issue would be is, are you yotze, can you be yotze candles bizman hazeh with electric candles? So I saw one Sfari post, they write, the reason why you can make bracha with adlakas neiros even if the electric lights are on, because you're not yotze with the electric lights. Implying that you're making the bracha on the maisa, it's essentially on the illumination, unless you want to argue like some, that even if the light's in the room, it's still considered, it's considered a benefit. It's considered Tosefes Or. Yeah, so you have the whole question on Yom Tov Sheni, could you light? But the Rav Shechter and Rav Yitzchak Abadi say you can't light candles when there's no benefit. It's a near shell of Tola. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav David Cohen, Rav Asher Weiss say there is a. So Rav David Cohen said it's Tosef Azor. And Rav Asher Weiss, I guess, similarly, he says, because that's a Shabbos light. You don't have a candle, you are adding. So that's the machlokas there. So obviously, so if we paskin, you could be, which I think we do, that we paskin, you make a yotze with electric lights, and some even say fluorescent and LED. So then, of course, like, what's the shaila? You lit with shame lighting. But the question is that, let's say you're not yotze, you don't do what you should be doing, shutting off the lights and then putting them all on, like Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky say. So actually, you just have the lights on, but you didn't have in mind the lights with shame Shabbos. So that there are those who say then, okay, so then you have a kenas then, because you're not fulfill your mitzvah. However, others, again, Rav Yitzchak Abadi, and I believe Rav Yashav say, since you have electric light, so even if you want to say you don't fulfill the mitzvah, but there's no kenas, because the kenas was shalom bayis, as the Gemara says many times, walking around in the dark and stubbing your toe, so we want to avoid that. So that's why the light. So the bottom line is, it's a machlokas haposkim, but so halach lemaisa, I told the woman to find a guy. She ended up not finding a guy, and then I told her she didn't have to, as long as she wasn't living out on a campsite in the dark the whole Shabbos, so you can rely on the fact that there are electric lights, and that gave the Shalom Bayis, like Rav Yitzchak Abadi and Rav Yashav and others suggest.